I paid a severance because I cared about her.
That was Republican Congressman Pat Meehan of Pennsylvania last month explaining why he used taxpayer money to settle a sexual harassment claim brought by a former staffer. Now, you heard it there. Meehan was careful to say his payments to the ex-staffer were severance, not a settlement. But records do show that $300,000 in taxpayer money was used to settle 13 sexual harassment complaints between 2003 and 2017 in Congress. Now, Meehan isn't running for re-election. Other high-profile cases include Michigan Democratic Congressman John Conyers, who stepped down in December, and Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold of Texas, who also isn't running for re-election after reporting revealed that he settled a sexual harassment complaint with $84,000 in House funds. Well, now, this week, the GOP-controlled House passed new legislation aimed at overhauling workplace harassment rules in its ranks. Here with more, Alana Shore, congressional reporter for Politico. Alana, thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this new legislation in the House, Alana, it passed easily. What are the new rules?
Well, this is a lot, Todd. Primarily, it would create what we call an Office of Employee Advocacy. Now, the House already has an Employment Counsel's Office that has a team of lawyers known to be real bulldogs representing the members. And it's these lawyers who are at the table with the often young aides saying, you got to sign a non-disclosure agreement, you got to settle for this amount. The victim, until now, has never had his or her own counsel. That is what the Office of Employee Advocacy would do. Beyond that, the other top lines. If a lawmaker like Meehan is paying up for a sexual harassment settlement, it can't come from public money. It's got to come garnished out of his own wages. And there's specific procedures to go after lawmakers who won't pay up. Other changes. The Office of Compliance, which is the obscure office that had previously handled these complaints, would be renamed the Office of Congressional Workplace Rights, would have investigative and subpoena powers that it lacks now, and would report every 6 months on the awards that it's dispersing.
What about rules on relationships between members of Congress or senior staff and lower level staff?
You bet. That's another one. Members of Congress would be barred from having relationships with staff members they supervise. However, not in other offices.
So, Alana, talk a little bit about how revelations of sexual harassment and the Me Too movement have hit Congress. Now we have these new rules. But this institution is insular. It tends not to radically change its rules based on what's going on off of Capitol Hill. Why did things happen, at least in the House, so quickly here?
That's a really great question, because what also doesn't happen in the House these days is any bipartisan collaboration.
Right.
But here you have a bill that was written by a Philadelphia and San Francisco Democrat working with an Alabama and Mississippi Republican. And these members acknowledged it. Under any other circumstance, they would not be able to agree on this stuff. And I think it happened for two reasons. Number one, the wave of scandals that hit both parties. John Conyers was a Democrat. Pat Meehan was a Republican. It really forced both parties to see that they had their own internal issues with this. Number two, I think some of these members were genuinely surprised at how poorly their own system was designed at this point. It just hadn't kept pace with the modern era. So there was this real genuine desire to make it better.
Well, outside of the rules, Alana, what about the culture change among members and powerful senior staff in Congress? Would you say that the message has sunk in here that if you harass someone in the workplace in Congress, it could be a career ender? Is that going to be a deterrent?
I think it has, but I wouldn't describe it as a message so much as a fear. And part of that is because Capitol Hill is filled with really ambitious people who all come from wildly different backgrounds representing different areas. And one of the earliest issues we had with sexual harassment on the Hill, I actually sat for the training video that's distributed as the main, you know, deterrent policing mechanism to these offices. The video's not always that clear. You know, certain issues around the office can be somewhat subjective. Certain managers may think, oh, I was being very encouraging when I physically touched my employee. So I think that cultural change has yet to really sink in. Maybe it will. The video has recently been redone. Maybe that will just take some time. I do think right now the fear is real. These members see what their colleagues encountered, and people will behave very differently.
Alana Shore, congressional reporter for Politico. Alana, thank you so much.
Thank you.